Ken and Anthony would have played the sound and made fun of us. 5 days later, this is a safe space, and I think Cedric Tillman might be going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, I also think he might have taken the Crash Davis School of Media Training there. Or maybe that's a Stefanski media training. I'm not sure. Oh, wait, one game at a time.
I listened to him on the coach's show. He's just a quiet dude.
Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
It was good athlete speak.
Is that coming up tonight? Well, I might have listened to him.
You got a sneak peek?
At some point. I got a sneak preview. All right. Very, very that's, only.
Some people flaunt their power in other ways. You flaunt it by sneaking interviews that will air later on tonight.
Because I know how highly rated the coach's show is, or the preview show, either of those shows.
Whichever show.
Yeah. And so I know that if I say I've listened to this, people have instantly gained 5% more respect for me.
Hell yeah.
Like, this guy's a mover and a shaker in that he shakes when he moves. I think the Elijah thing I'm not sure about, because Elijah has been kind of a up and down player. If you do look at the last six games with Flacco last year, Elijah was really, really productive consistently. But I kind of take that for, let's see, Cedric, I don't. Like, if Cedric Tillman was
healthy.
Wait,
so you're this far in camp with Cedric, or are you?
I've kind of been on Team Ced for a minute.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Like, Daryl and I had a Donnybrook, I want to say, when he was filling in back in March. Because I was like, why are we filling this room up so much without giving this kid a chance? Because I thought he shined pretty decently in the chances he got last year. And Daryl's response, which was fair, is, well, I played like a rookie. Yeah, it tends to be what rookies do.
Yeah.
Like, rookies make mistakes, and the only way they stop making those mistakes is if you get them playing time. So not only now do I feel better about the wide receiver room because of what Cedric Tillman did, I also feel better about the decision to move on from Amari that, you know, hey, you got a guy here that can fill that production, and you got a third-round pick for Amari.
Well, and that's what Stefanski said, though, is the idea that they wanted to get all these guys as many opportunities to basically prove their worth, and that's what they're doing. I think what it means for me right now is that, I mean, clearly they're not receivers that can elevate a quarterback. That's not on the table. They're not the Ja'Marr Chase type where you're like, is it Joe Burrow? Is it Ja'Marr Chase?
Did they not elevate Jameis Winston
on
Sunday?
No, I don't think they did. No. Because they did not elevate Deshaun Watson in any stretch of the measure, and Deshaun Watson stunk, so that it was what it was. No, I think we have to look at this the way that Jameis was able to throw him when they were open, was able to throw him the ball and do it in a timely manner, and they caught it. Like, no drops. I'm happy for him, but I'm not going to – I can't sit here and say that they're all world or anything yet.
I don't know why that would happen. I don't know how to put this, and we're friends.
You hate this take.
Well,
Go ahead.
What I hate about it is I think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
All right, tell me.
If
why?
If Deshaun
tell me why.
Was the problem and the end-all, be-all problem, you could have put Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and Steve Largent in his prime – around Deshaun, and I don't know you would have been any better.
You see, I don't agree with that. I don't agree. Maybe this is where
Deshaun
was
throwing at his feet or 10 feet over their heads.
No, but there was a lot of drops in there, and there was a lot of times where it just kind of was what it was. I mean, I think if you put enough talent, we see what wide receivers can do for these quarterbacks. Look at Tua, for instance. I mean, we had Tua went from a nothing burger to having Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and then all of a sudden he's off to the races. Now it feels like anyone can be a quarterback in Minnesota because Justin Jefferson's that good. Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow. Like, we have a million examples of wide receivers that can elevate that play.
Yeah, but I think this is the rare context. I think one of the biggest mistakes we've made is trying to compare Deshaun this year with anything else, because there are no other quarterbacks coming off the first shoulder surgery in history, coming off 3 years of futility, coming off that kind of rust, coming off a new offense that does or doesn't fit him.
Sure.
Like, who, by the way, had no confidence on or off the field. There's nobody that fits that. So it's almost like when you see what you see out of Jameis, I think we should assume these wide receivers are elevating a guy. Like, I don't think we can just... Like, some of this is, like, I know we give Kevin Stefanski all the credit for everything that happens on the field. He's scheming guys open. Some is they're actually good football players.
Yeah, they are open, though.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, yes.
I mean, no, I think
the
problem
all
I'm having...
Kevin is wildly disrespectful for three guys who are pretty talented.
The problem I'm having in this instance is that I'm trying to make them be a Ja'Marr Chase or a Justin Jefferson type, and the reality is that they're not going to be those guys. But are we okay if they're... You know, if Jerry Jeudy ends up becoming what Amari Cooper was, that's a great success. Like, that's awesome. Can we find an avenue where maybe that's what we need to start making these guys be?
You're talking about like a 22, a 25,
I know,
and a 24-year-old.
No, I'm giving them a chance.
Because I think this is like the fifth time you and I have waddled into this area here. I think that's what the next 9 games are about. Like, it's not about Jameis. He's not going to be here next year.
Right.
Like, guys, I'll be honest with you. He could have a Flacco-esque performance. He's not Joe when it counts, which is he's a bit of a wackadoo. Like, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, that's, I think, the perception of Jameis. And at some point, you can only eat so many W's. So unless you go 7-2 and you're in the playoff hunt, or 8-1 and you're in the playoff hunt, unless that happens, it ain't enough W's to go around for everyone to eat. So it ain't about Jameis. It is about evaluating everybody else. And that is the rub of Jameis versus DTR. That's not a conversation today. It will be.
But you so get a much fair evaluation,
is,
though.
But so much of it is, yeah, let's see. Like, let's, because the more that Cedric plays like he did on Sunday, the more Jerry plays like he did on Sunday and Elijah, and the more consistently they do it, all of a sudden you're sending out a signal that's like, hey, if all we had, or if only we had a quarterback that could go ahead and make these guys even better. Like, I think that's what the next game, 9 games are about, until all of a sudden you magically are in striking distance.
Well,
in the,
the real rub here is that you take what I believe to be was a pretty not great wide receiver room as recently as a week ago, to now it's like, okay, maybe there is something there.
Is it that you don't want to flip-flop that something. Hard?
What's the
Panda flip-flop? Peterlin already flip-flopped hard.
First off, you're loving Panda Peterlin a little too much.
I am. There's a glint in my eye.
Where's the flip-flop there? What's the flip-flop? I told you 3 weeks ago that I didn't think this wide receiver room was anything, and now with Jameis Winston, maybe we get something out of it. And you're still not getting... This isn't Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Stephon Diggs, even though Diggs got injured today, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. Like, this isn't Odunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. Like, it's not an all-time great wide receiver room.
Yet.
And it's not going to become one either.
Yet.
I think you're very optimistic. You're the Care Bear now.
I think.
talk about Panda Peterlin over here. Like, this is, you're the one that's now like, oh my gosh, we got three Randy Mosses in the building. Like, how did that happen with.
When did I say that?
How did that happen with Cedric Tillman, Elijah Moore?
Very slippery wizard.
How did
of
that
you.
Happen?
Very slippery wizard. No.
How did it happen?
One, I disagreed with you a week ago when you said they sucked and they were talentless. And now,
whoa. Talentless is not a term that I use.
Come on, run it back.
I think I said if we were doing like rankings and I was doing my own rankings, yeah. I think as of last week, I think it would have been on the right, by the way. They would have ranked out about like the 25th best wide receiver core in the entire NFL.
So like 21st now? Where are we at?
Maybe.
Okay. That was
maybe.
Look at you.
A lot of really good wide receiver rooms out there right now.
Putting the credibility on the line.
Now you're going to make them a top five group for some reason because they had one good week with Jameis.
No, slippery wizard.
You just don't want to give Jameis any credit. Now all of a sudden Cedric Tillman is Randy Moss in his prime. Okay, great.
What did we come up with yesterday?
Congratulations to them.
The slippery sorcerer. What
By the way, when you say slippery wizard, all that tells me is I'm doing a good job in this discussion is all that tells
me.
Backpedaling? No. Twisting.
You should teach
the conversation to where I want it to go.
You should teach
how we
Greg
use slippery
Newsom
wizard.
How to backpedal like this, and he actually might be worth a first round pick in the trade market.
Where's the backpedaling? Tell me the lie. Spot the lie. No, one good week. By the way, yesterday you went this whole thing about how one good week doesn't change anything for you, but now one good week out of three wide receivers and David Njoku, now all of a sudden we have the greatest wide receiver room in the entire NFL.
I've never said that.
What are we doing?
I simply said I liked them a week ago, and I still like them, and now I'm excited. Listen, we talked about re-energizing. That's what Sunday was about. It wasn't about rewriting the history of the... No, you have multiple weeks to rewrite what this season is or isn't, and you got to prove it multiple times. It's the NFL. You don't get seasons worth of credit in one game unless it's a damn Super Bowl. But... what I do think, like, this re-energized me for watching the Browns, and I'm going to be watching those wide receivers a little bit more.
Yeah.
And thinking, do we ever have to add somebody? Do you bring Elijah Moore back? It opens up possibilities for young guys in a way that I think now I can see it more clearly. I thought it was one way a week ago. Now I'm even more in that line of, I think we got three really nice wide receivers and a great tight end.
I think that's the beautiful part about this, Nick, is that we get to actually have ourselves with an open-minded conversation about, like, all right, a week ago, Jerry Jeudy's going to be on the team because you paid him a lot of money. But I was open to discussing everybody else, and now it's like, all right, let's see where they take this. Elijah Moore, it's the final year in your deal. Like, go earn a contract. Go earn a big contract.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As we get started, given Cedric Tillman's big game, and Elijah Moore's big game, and Jerry Jeudy's big game, and David Njoku's big game, have your feelings on the skill players, your wide receivers and your tight end, have they changed? I'm just feeling a little bit more confident. I'm not thinking they're top 10. I do think maybe we're onto something about the importance of I don't know, throwing to guys that are open. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.